Well, for those of you who love your collector cars, this is something you're going to want to see. Coast to Coast Car Collector Auctions is going to be running a car auction here down in Regina on June the 28th. And the man who's responsible for making this all happen is, of course, Des Plumin, who joins us this morning. Des, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and how are you?
I am doing excellent. Tell me all about this collector car auction that's down in Regina right away this week here.
Well, this will be our sixth annual collector car auction in Regina, and we are very excited about this coming weekend. Saturday, 10 o'clock, starts it all off with memorabilia, and then we've got a lineup of cars that will make any collector or anybody that just wants to drive a nice little collector on the Sunday afternoon up and down the street. We got all kinds of stuff for you.
So let's hear it. What have you got ready to go and auction off this weekend?
Well, we're going to have well over 100 vehicles in the auction, along with some memorabilia as well. But I tell you what, we got three of what we kind of call the Holy Grail. We've got a 1969 Chevelle 454 SS documented. Beautiful car. We've got a 1970 Charger RT, numbers matching. Absolutely beautiful build. And we've got a 1969 Pontiac GTO Judge coming to the sale. So those are the three kind of really desirable cars at the top of the list.
Oh, yeah. You've got my head spinning with those ones right there. I can just imagine what those look like in person. Let's talk a little bit about Coast to Coast. You know, you're Coast to Coast SK, but Coast to Coast, I mean, it's running all over the world, right?
That's right. Yeah, we have sales all across Canada. Right at the moment, we do Regina, Winnipeg, and Toronto, but we're certainly still growing. And but as far as our bidder audience, we've got a worldwide audience all across Canada. We sell to every province except Labrador. It's the only one that didn't buy off our sales yet. But we've sold into the States, and we even had 2 years ago, we had a guy from the Czech Republic bought three cars bidding live online in real time right from the Czech Republic.
Wow. So talk me through this day that's coming up here on Saturday. What can I expect if I'm heading down to the event, or maybe I want to take a look at this online?
Okay, you're going to see us start up at 10 a.m. in the morning. All the cars are inside. You've got a beautiful indoor facility, and you know the stage and the auction arena is set up like a mini Barrett Jackson. The cars roll in and stop in front of the auction stand at 10 a.m. We start them, and we just go one by one all the way through. The cars get driven in, they get pushed out. You can take your cars that very day, or we do have the facility for a few days afterwards. We do have a big viewing day on Friday, so if somebody's coming to town and wants to look at the cars before the sale, we welcome you to come in here this coming Friday, just 2 days away, basically 9 till 8 o'clock in the evening. We got the viewing, so you can spend some time with the cars and get programmed what you want to buy, and then you're all set for Saturday. You can either be here in person to bid live. We'll have 500-600 people in the stands, and but then we have anywhere from 10,000 to 12,000 people that get registered in to bid from around the world.
Unbelievable. Well, it's going to be so much fun. It is the Coast to Coast Car Auction. It is coming up this Saturday down in Regina. Des, is there anything else we missed here?
I don't think so. Just if you can't be here, jump on the website, coasttocoastauctionssk.ca, and you can watch the sale live. Or if you can be here with us, we are charging a $10 admission on Saturday to come in, but we donate all the money to the CNIB dog training program. So we are collecting a gate admission, but we donate all the money to them. So we like to give back to the community. I've also got the Regina Thunder linebackers. They're the guys that push the cars out. So they'll be here in their uniform. So we're helping the community out a little bit there as well.
Right on. Well, best of luck. I'm so curious to see what those Holy Grail cars go for as well, too. Thanks so much, Des Plumin, for spending a few minutes with us here this morning.
Well, thank you very much.